We'll call the Tama County Board and Supervisors meeting to order. First will be public comment, seeing none. Council?
The Board of Supervisors will meet this morning in closed session on five items, four of which I expect to be brief. The first is a closed session personnel slash public employee performance evaluation pursuant to Government Code Section 54957. The title of the employee is Chief Administrator. The second matter is closed session existing litigation, conference with legal counsel regarding litigation that has been formally initiated pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision A. The name of the case is Jermaine Barnes versus County of Tehama et al., Tehama County Superior Court case number CI-66415. The second matter is also existing litigation, conference with legal counsel, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A. The name of the case is Michael Meyer versus County of Tehama et al., Tehama County Superior Court case number CI-67277. The next matter is also conference with legal counsel regarding the litigation that has been formally initiated pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A. The name of this case is David Fernandez versus County of Tehama et al., Tehama County Superior Court case number CI-6567561. The last matter is also existing litigation, conference with legal counsel pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A. The name of the case is Sprint Telephony PCS LP et al. Versus State Board of Equalization et al. Superior Court of California, City and County of San Francisco, case number CGC-11-511398. Thank you.
We will adjourn to closed session. Just a moment, we had to some notary work that had to be done this morning, so we'll do what? Are you ready to go? Huh? When she's done?
Yes. Okay. I can sit where
you want to sit next to me.
It's nice for you. Come over here and sit down, Steve.
Here, I'll come down. I'll go down here by
Bob. It's so lonely over here.
It's a lonely guy. With the pledge.
We need background music. Here, I put my. Oh, one or two.
Chopper is the way to do it.
Shit, my phone's on mute.
They're good. Anything from Hershey?
Okay. I will call a meeting to order. Please stand and join me in a Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And with that, we'll open up public comment. Anyone wishing to speak before the board, please step forward to the podium. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. As you guessed, you probably realize I might be kind of leaning in a conservative side, but I could change on this 3-minute rule you have. I could be a liberal.
So are you telling me you want to be timed this morning?
Because I want to talk again about your favorite subject, Agenda 21, smart growth and sustainable community. In 2009, President Obama was preparing to attend a UN conference in Copenhagen. The conference subject matter was climate change. That was switched, the phrase replaced global warming as the UN primary environmental threat. So Obama, expecting Congress would arm him with cap and trade plan to show America's leadership in the fight for safe and clean environment, even though his fellow Democrats then controlled both houses of Congress, he left Copenhagen empty-handed. California was not that fortunate, as cap and trade and a very strict environmental program did come to California. In November 2012, the first California cap and trade action took place. At the same time, the California Chamber of Commerce filed a lawsuit calling for the cap and trade plan as an illegal tax and demanded it be terminated. The auction and stringent environmental regulations are under the direction of the California Air Resources Board. In December 2012, the UN Conference on Climate Change was held ironically in the greenhouse gas pollution nation of Qatar. The conference launched a campaign to extend the stringent UN Kyoto Accord in 1997, the campaign which included the agenda for the 21st century, usually called Agenda 21. Specifically, the climate action have set their goal to enact a much more aggressive treaty extended by 2015, it would take effect in 2020, complete with an international cap and trade program. Make no mistake, action like this would devastate the Western economy. And it's not true the Tama County Tea Party did not write the UN Agenda 21. But Bill Clinton signed an executive order, not the Congress, to enact that program, the treaty. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And you had 30 seconds left.
I know, David.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak public comment this morning? Seeing none, close public comment. Council, any comments on closed session?
The Board of Supervisors took no reportable actions in closed session this morning.
And bring it back to the board for a consent agenda.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded for the consent agenda approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. Regular agenda. Item 17, our librarian, Sally Ainsworth. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Thank you for not bringing your baseball bat today.
So you would get jealous about it?
When is your cowboy poetry reading? Is that today?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
And we did win first place in the office building in our Roundup display, so come over and see it. I know Steve has seen it.
It's fabulous.
Thank you. I'm asking today to move $5,000 in our lost and damaged book fund over into our regular book fund so we can start replacing some things. We're doing a big weeding over there. And also this year, the state cut off the money that they were paying us for postage for ILL, so we ended up buying a lot of our books for patrons' requests out of our regular book budget, and we've already spent all of our book budget, so I'm requesting to move some of that money over into our regular book budget.
Pleasure to the board.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the budget transfer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Item 18, Social Services, Charlene Reed, in regards to a purchasing or a transfer.
Good morning, Board.
Morning.
I just have a couple of comments on this particular item. The money for these vehicles is coming from money that was not spent on salaries and wages, so essentially salary savings. And the cars are being replaced for the regular reasons, age, condition, mileage. And just to note, these are not new cars for our agency. They're just replacing, other cars that we've always had.
Okay.
You're purchasing new cars, but it's not additional cars.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So move.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded on
transfer of funds.
Transfer of funds on A of $100,008.18. All
one point, when Dennis, just one question, Charlene. You have I'm sure you have an inventory list of the vehicles that you have within your department.
Yes.
Have you set up some kind of a rotational schedule for your vehicles? It's been a concern of mine. Why I say this, has been a concern of mine for years that we when we have a little, when we have extra money, we buy vehicles, but then comes time when we actually need a vehicle and we don't have any extra money, and we end up with 6 vehicles or 10 vehicles that all of a sudden need to all be replaced at one time. So, I mean, that's a question for you to...
You know, I absolutely don't have the absolute answer for you. I do know that we discussed it in my administrative team about rotating cars to make sure that we maximize the usage of the cars, but I don't know that I have a policy. I would be happy to look into that and get back to you about
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, could I speak to that as
certainly.
Well? Yeah, it's something you've requested that we look at countywide, and it's something we do plan to look at countywide. One of the hard things for a department like Charlene's where the funding fluctuate so much from year to year as you could have a priority list, but you may not actually know what funding you have available per a particular year until about this time of year. And so it you know, we could at least certainly have a plan, but hers may be more limited than the general fund. Ours could be more predictable.
Okay. There are two things, Charlene. First of all, I heard you say early on that all these cars had over 130,000 miles last time you were here. Is that correct?
I don't know for sure.
Okay. So two things. One is rotating the cars so that you have equal distribution of usage. The second thing that I think Bob said and I would like to see is what's your plan for rotating cars out and new cars into the fleet?
Right.
So that we have a 5 or 10 year plan.
And I'll just make one other comment going along with what Bill said is that sometimes we're sort of in the position of waiting to be able to have funding to do this because of how my funding works in my agency. So we sort of create an internal wish list of cars mm-hmm. that we hope to replace because they're getting old and the amount of money that we have to put into them in terms of repairs and all that is, you know, more than what it's worth. So,
but if we had a 10-year plan or a 5-year plan, you could come to us today and say, we have 3 cars that were due to rotate out 3 years ago. With the money we've saved, we can buy X number of new cars and replace these that should have been replaced the last 3 years.
Absolutely, and I don't think that's a problem at all.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And on B, request the award for 6 new midsize sedans to Crown Motors.
I move.
Second.
Moved and seconded to award the bid. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
And item 19, Fire Department, Chief Jeff Shorey. Morning, Chief.
Good morning and happy Rodeo Week.
Morning, you.
This is a request adoption of a resolution approving and authorizing the chairman to sign the Cooperative Fire Protection Services Agreement for local agencies Schedule A and the Amador Fire Protection in California with CDF, or Cal Fire, not CDF, for the fiscal year 7/1/13 through 6/30/14.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to hold this over. There are some questions that we have as far as, you know, possible amendment to the contract, and I'm not sure if Jeff can answer the questions right now or if we're really prepared to ask the questions right now. And I think we have time for another up to almost 60 days before we have to do this, and I think we need some clarification. Bill, if you want to talk to it.
I'd like to address that, and then, Jeff, you can respond with some clarification, possibly, of timing. At yesterday's fire committee meeting, there was a discussion about if we want to make modifications to the agreement we have with this all-encompassing agreement between us and CAL FIRE for county fire, that we have to give 1 year's written notice. Now, that would be July 1st would be our deadline if we were going to give 1 year's written notice to make a change in 2014-2015. Because the agreement for 2013-14 would be in force pretty much at this point, no matter what the board action took. The areas that we're looking at are not in fire protection. According to the fire committee, it's the ancillary issues about fire code inspection, prevention, and enforcement services, serving under the direction of the local agency fire marshal. And then also there's another checkbox that we've always had, which is the land use pre-fire planning services. So those are the two that the fire committee would just like to have an opportunity to look into a little further. And some of the clarification we're looking from you, Jeff, and therefore from Sacramento, is what level of detail that written notice has to be to kick off the 1 year notice. In other words, could we say we are looking into these two things and give 1 year's notice in writing that we are looking at whether or not we're going to renew those two boxes and take action sometime during the year? Or would the county have to say prior to July 1, we're not going to check those two boxes for 14-15? Is that pretty well covered, Bert?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident that I could answer those questions today. However, this is a serious enough nature that I'm going to choose not to and get confirmation from Sacramento. Also, what would be appreciated, I know that we would like to schedule a meeting. If I could get direction of who's going to attend that meeting so I can arrange schedules and a meeting time, and then perhaps your written questions in advance so that I make sure that we have well thought out answers for you versus what if things that kind of come up, and those will come up in the point of our conversation, but that way we can give you the best prepared answer for your questions.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. I think that's what we really need to do, and we can so let's hold it off. I don't know if we have a need. Do we need to have a definite time, or we do have some time left before we need to sign the contract?
Let's hold it off for 2 weeks, and then we can revisit it at that time if we're ready to go or not. But I think it is good to have a date certain as to when we want to bring this back.
I think we need a date certain.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 weeks is fine. If that works for you, Jeff.
And I'll put together some written questions to clarify what I believe the fire committee is asking for. I think it would potentially be, Jeff, a special meeting of the fire committee with your representatives that you bring with you.
And that would be fine. I just need to know who needs to participate, because when you try and schedule a meeting with more than two people, sometimes it can be extremely difficult to line up a date and time. So the sooner that we begin that process, I think the more successful we'll be.
Good.
Well, I think that'll be the fire committee.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. The fire committee and myself and Arthur would be the staff.
Okay.
So if we're holding it for 2 weeks, when will the next fire committee meeting be, and when will Jeff get the written questions?
He'll get the written questions this week. Okay. And then he'll work with his people to figure out how quick they can come up here, and we'll work with them to schedule that.
Okay.
I think the fire committee, 24 hours notice, Arthur?
Yeah, that's fine.
Specialist. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
This is table.
Thank you.
Item 20, Planning Commission, John Stover, or Planning Department.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
This is a rescind and request re-enter into a land use contract, Williamson Act, with David Stroying. You're up there, Mr. John.
Well, that's pretty much it. Request adoption of a finding that approval of the Williamson Act use contract with David Stroying, thereby rescinding, replacing, and superseding a portion of land use contract number 73319 which consists of the renewal of an open space contract under the Williamson Act, is categorically exempt from review under the California Environmental Quality Act, and direction to the planning director to file a notice of exemption.
Counsel?
If I may, this is something that's not fair to ask John to give the detail because he wasn't here when this originally went through. As the board may recall, the board approved a lot line adjustment involving Mr. Stroing and a neighbor of his, I think Ms. Lindemann, that essentially resulted in the ending up with one 441-acre parcel that is contracted under the Williamson Act and one 40-acre parcel that is not contracted. In accordance with the board's typical procedure, the lot line adjustment had on it a condition that within 1 year after the lot line adjustment was approved, Mr. Stroing, who owns the contracted parcel, needs to come back and do a revised contract that has the correct new property description. And we try to do that to avoid having properties that are split by, have multiple Williamson Act contracts on them. So anyways, this is basically the fulfillment of that condition. Mr. Stroing, with the consent of all necessary parties, has brought forth a new revised contract that completely covers that 441-acre contracted parcel and is ready to move forward. And the two board actions that are requested are, first, a CEQA categorical exemption for entry into a new contract, and then the actual contract itself.
I'll move to approve land use contract number 73319.
Well, I think the first action would probably be the exemption.
Do the finding first. Very good. I'll move.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the finding under 20.1. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And 20.
I will move to approve the land use contract.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the land use contract. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. Thank you very much, John.
You.
Item 21, Tama County Air Pollution Control District. And I have to recess the Tama County Board of Supervisors and convene the Tama County Air Pollution Control District. Good morning, Mr. Allen.
Good morning. This first one is just the 15th cycle for the Carl Moyer agreement. This is one where we've offered matching funds in the amount of $35,439, and as part of that, then we would get $236,261 in grant funds. And so in the aggregate, this would provide pretty close to $250,000 for Carl Moyer projects for the 15th cycle, and about $25,000 in administrative funds that the district would use to manage those projects over the life of the projects that are under contract.
Actually, the first one is the agreement with Team Power.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are we?
Yeah. 21A.
Oh, 21A. Okay. So this is just a agreement with Team Power to allow them to sell equipment as part of the Carl Moyer program.
I move approval on that.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. I'm trying to get my...
And then 22 is the okay. what he just discussed, and I'll move approval
of
that.
Yeah.
And I'll second that one.
Okay, 22, have a motion and a second on the agreement of the Carl Moyer project. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. I will now recess the Tama County Air Pollution Control District and convene the In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority. Item number 23 is In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority Agreement. Request authority for an agreement between In-Home Supported Services and Refined Technologies for the provision of computer software services at the rate of $400 per month. Bill?
Board, simply, this is the software that is used, required by pretty much by the state for our registry to monitor our data and work with that. What I was just looking, and I apologize, I don't have this answer. The staff report says that they have not raised their rates in many, many years. I don't know if this is an increase from last year or not. It doesn't appear to be, but but still, it's a reasonable amount, and it's within our funding for IHSS Public Authority.
Pleasure of the board.
I'll move the agreement.
Second.
Moved and seconded for 23A agreement for computer services. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. I will now recess the In-Home Support Services Public Authority and reconvene the Tama County Board of Supervisors. Item 24, Americans with Disability Act, a coordinator, a request to designate an administrative services director, Julie Cisneros, as the Americans with Disability Act Title II coordinator for the County of Tama.
For many years, I think unofficially, the chief administrator somewhat served as the ADA coordinator, but when we looked through the records, we realized we had never actually done that designation. With the reorganization we've done within the office, and one of the things ADA requires is that there be an appeal process if somebody does talk to the coordinator and is not satisfied with it, with the decision of that is. So our recommendation is that the Administrative Services Director, Julie Cisneros, be the designated as the official Americans with Disabilities Act Title II coordinator for the County of Tehama. That would allow me to provide, be the one to support this as in the appeals process.
And just a question, this coordinator, I know that the personnel office does some ADA consultation in regards to workspace, and those are the appeals that you're talking about?
It can be those, or it could be from the public. More generally, it's from the public.
Okay.
Yeah, ADA Title II deals with access to public facilities and programs, and that's what this particular coordinator designation is needed for, because the Department of Justice regulations basically require that the county designate someone. It is anticipated that ADA issues arising in the personnel context will still go through the current channels, which involve the personnel administrator, and ultimately it ends up in the same place. It ends up with Bill as the formal personnel director. So, but a little bit of a different path for the facilities and programs for which Julie is most knowledgeable.
And as you recall, we are contracting with a consultant that's going to be doing a evaluation of our facilities and our services over the next year. This will make it very clear who they will be working with and coordinating with.
Pleasure of the board.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded for 24A. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And 24B, authorize the Administrative Services Director to adopt, revise, and publish grievance procedures for resolution of ADA complaints.
Question on this one, Arthur. Will this have to come back, this procedures have to come back to the board for approval?
The way the agenda item is written, it would not require that. You can certainly attach such a condition if you wish. I can indicate the procedures in question that we've been talking about are based on the Department of Justice model that's available on their toolbox for local governments. It's pretty, I don't want to say bare bones, but it's fairly straightforward. It basically consists of identifying who the complaint is lodged with, which would probably be the ADA coordinator, and an appeal process that if, you know, you're entitled to a written response. If you don't like that, you can appeal it to a party to be named later, which is typically the chief administrator or the city manager if you're in a city, and that's pretty much the final answer. But that said, if the board wants it to come back for formal adoption by the board, we can certainly do that.
So what you're going to use is basically a common, whatever pretty much everybody uses.
There's a value to sticking with the herd, and this seems to be one of those cases where it seems appropriate. But that said, it's...
Then I have no issue with it unless another board member does.
And I'll just reiterate what Bill was saying, that although we'll be using these grievance procedures, Department of Justice, I believe, For now, as we move into working with the ADA transition plan, we'll be looking at it again closer to see if we can personalize it for the county.
Okay. And then that ADA transition consultant and that plan will come back before this board, is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
Absolutely. There's extensive public process involved.
There's where we'll get involved.
Okay.
Very good.
Did we have a motion already?
No.
I'll still move in.
Second.
Moved and second on 24B for the to revise and publish. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And item 25, Tehama County Jail re-roof and HVAC replacement project. Sheriff Hincrat and Administrative Services Director Julie Cisneros. So you're up, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Nope, I don't want to start.
I think you're pretty familiar with this project. The jail roof is not in good condition. There's two portions of the jail roof, the original jail that was built in the 70s and then the addition that was built in the early 90s. And both of those sections will be re-roofed. The only part that won't are the, you see the edges where they have the tile. We will not be touching the tile.
We've already done those.
Good. And as we're up there looking at this roof, which was our original plan, we started looking at the HVACs up there. And the vast majority of them are older. They're not as efficient. The ones on the old roof are not sitting on curbs, so we would have a problem roofing around them anyway. We'd be lifting, trying to put some sort of custom curbing. So it makes quite a bit of sense at this point to also replace those HVACs. So we added that in at mid-year. We have $750,000 for the job. I'm hoping, of course, that we come in less than that. The bid climate's been pretty good.
Question in regards to population of the jail during the process, and I don't know if it's part of the bid project process or not, but you know, I wouldn't want the company to pick July and August to do the re-roof of a maxed out capacity facility and have to move inmates someplace else because of no air conditioning. So
you're right, and we're required by law to provide air, so we're knowledgeable about that. We have met with jail staff. Our mechanical engineer came up with a phasing plan so that we never lose air to those places, or we provide replacement air from existing units. Unfortunately, we were between a rock and a hard place here. Do you try not to do it in the summer and expose your roof to the elements, or do you have a dry roof and play games with the HVAC? And we've decided upon the latter.
Sure.
It's safer since we've got so much exposure in the wintertime. And so, unfortunately, this job will be pulled off probably July and August. But like I said, there's a fairly good phasing plan that was approved by Danny Rabelais. And they are on board. We will make every effort to make sure conditions remain within the temperatures that are allowed by law in that facility.
That's all we can do is ask for that to be done.
And right. So, right. And we'll have some very tight coordination with the contractor. I believe the specs read they're not allowed to take more than one unit off at a time, and they have to replace it before they can take another unit off, and no unit can be off the facility for more than 24 hours. So, and then we have backup for those downed units in most instances.
And I see the fire chief has left, but I do know that there's some portable units that are available should we have to open a door and you know, air condition it with other means.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one, we have lost some of the HVAC systems already and replaced them?
Have we replaced a couple already on the jail?
All the HVACs on the jail are not all original to the facility.
But some have been replaced?
Right. Yes.
And some are scheduled for failure. We just don't know when?
Yeah, most of the units that we're replacing range in age from 15 to 20 years old.
And so the most cost-effective way to do this is to do the roof and the HVAC system at the same time?
It really is, because when you're doing the roofing, and we're using single ply, it's the appropriate construction method, of course, is to put a unit, because it's a penetration into the roof, you need to raise it and put it on a curb. You take the single ply and you put it over the curbing, so you've got contiguous roofing surface with no possibility of leakage. Many of those units, especially on the old roof, are flat. They are flat against the roof, and that's been one of the issues that we've dealt with leakage over the years. So even if we wanted to keep some of those units on there, and we are keeping a few, they still have to be lifted, and in some instances, different curbing put on and roofed underneath. So regardless, you have to lift them.
Okay. Pleasure of the board.
Are we on 25A?
25A.
Yep. Move approval to 25A.
I'll second that. That's the finding.
Been moved and seconded on 25A on the finding to replace.
I think that's Tom wants to speak.
Tom, yes.
I don't want to question the roof job being done. I think it's necessary. But I am here again on the exemption. When this board is the one who made these rules, socialist rules as far as I am concerned, for the California Environmental Quality Act. You place that in our land use and everything here in the county, but you want to be exempt. And the reason I have a moral objection to you being exempt all the time, it's the same way as the Congress acts back there. When Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and them can pass a health care and exempt them from that, it's not in taking with my beliefs anyway. And when Dianne Feinstein can take our guns in the same way, and they're exempt to have their guns not being taken away. And so all these things, it just morally doesn't fit with me when the county exempts themselves from the rules that they put forth for the everybody else has to follow. Thank you.
Additional comments? If you'd like to respond, sure, Council.
Just real quick for the board. This Board of Supervisors did not either impose the California Environmental Quality Act or create the Class 1 exemption. Both of those are creatures of state law and state statute. The California Environmental Quality Act is a state law that everyone has to comply with. The Resources Agency has come up with a list of about 35 different types of projects that are exempt because they believe that these projects pose no potential risk to the environment. One of those, and this is a class that was given to us, are minor changes to existing facilities. So really all the board is doing is not exempting itself from any rules. It's simply affirming that exemption applies to this particular project. So this is something that really any project by any public agency could qualify for if it meets that definition. So just wanted to be clear for the board what it is that's being requested.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second on 25A. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And 25B, request approval of the plans and specifications for the jail remodel.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second on 25B. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And 25C, request authorization for the administrative officer to office to advertise for bids.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded for the advertisement of bids. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. Good luck.
Thank you.
And 26, claims against the county, counsel?
With regard to, I would request that you do both of these claims separately. However, the recommendation on both the claim of Sylvia Romay Seward and the claim of Art Romay, we do recommend that both claims be rejected and referred to counsel, please.
I'll move on A.
Second.
Moved and seconded to reject and refer on 26A. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And 26B?
I'll move on B.
Second.
Moved and seconded on 26B to reject and refer to council. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
And that concludes our business for today. For those that want, we'll all be joining at Grounding Ranch for Tough Enough to Wear Pink Luncheon. Please join us.